is Screen View with Peter Van, Amy Morgan, and John Denny. Fan us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Screen View Show, and join in on the conversation on Google Plus.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Screen View, Episode 7, June 12th, 2012. I have John and Amy with me this week. So everybody's here, and kind of a continuation of what we did last week, we will talk about summer shows. How are you guys this week? How are you guys doing?
I'm spectacular.
Relaxed.
Relaxed. Very good.
I wish I was relaxed. It's summertime. Well,
I didn't say that to throw it in your face. I'm just saying.
No. I didn't think that you were.
One of these days, Amy, you're going to have to, you know, chill with some sort of drink, and then we'll all
together. Yeah, it'll be awesome then. I wait for those days.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay, so I guess we can jump right into the box office.
Box office report.
Madagascar 3, Europe's Most Wanted, took the top spot with $60 million in the first week.
Is it PG or D rated?
I believe it's G.
PG. Oh, really?
Here's a PG. I don't know.
I would assume it's PG.
If it's G, I would definitely, you know, yeah, cool. But PG is like, wow. That's PG.
Well, what is it? PG, you need
Chris
to be at least
Rock,
six.
You know.
You have to be at least six, right, for PG?
For Prometheus?
Something like that.
That'd be awesome. It's like us when we were 13 watching Spawn somehow.
I think if there's any kind of cartoon violence, it has to be PG.
Oh, yeah, so there's a lot of, like, hoofing, right?
That's a lot of hoofing.
Kicks a lot
of,
yeah.
Something like that.
I can only assume that there's hoofing in Madagascar.
Yeah. So Prometheus is second, which is pretty good for a rated R film, $51 million.
A lot of people were really anticipating this movie.
Yeah.
You think?
I was. Yeah.
I think so. Well, you guys saw it, so I would definitely like to hear what you guys think about it. A little right after
stuff
this.
Right forward. Oh, okay. Great.
Right now. Snow White and the Huntsman, number 3, Men in Black 3 at 4.
Man, that lost 60%, Snow White and the Huntsman.
Yeah, that's usually like action films that's, usually drop.
That's
about
a lot,
60%.
But it wasn't an action film. I saw that too.
Well, it was that. Well, they build it as an action film.
But it so totally wasn't. So people got out of the theater and said it's not an action film, and they stopped going.
Yeah,
movies lose an average of like 40 to 50%. 60% is a lot for a movie to lose.
40 to 50 is really healthy, actually. Like,
oh yeah,
higher but than 60%. That is about like 55 is about normal. Usually,
that seems like a lot to me.
It is a lot. It's a lot. I mean, even the Avengers lost about 40-45 every week.
Mm-hmm.
That's very healthy for a summer like action film. You know, something that's really crowded. So,
yeah.
Speaking of 50%, Men in Black lost 50% at number 4. Marvel's The Avengers. That's so weird.
This makes me smile so much that it's still in the top 5.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Weeks later, it's like, yeah, The Avengers, it was good. You better go see it if you haven't.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's so far.
If you're holding out, don't.
Yeah, exactly.
It's still in 3,000 theaters, which is still a lot for a movie in its sixth week.
A crap ton of theaters. There's a lot of theaters. I mean, it's made $573 million, or $573.6, so that's only domestic. So, number 6, the best exotic Marigold Hotel, which is apparently doing really well. A lot of people are liking this movie. What to Expect When You're Expecting at number 7, Battleship at number 8, The Dictator at number 9. Yeah, Battleship is not making – it's only made $59 million. So that's
still missing $150 million.
That's a tanker. Sorry. Dictator at number 9. And a surprising one, Moonrise Kingdom made $1.6 million at 96 theaters, which gives it an average of $16,000 per theater. So apparently, Philip Seymour Hoffman will be in Hunger Games. I don't even know what they're going to call it. I guess they're going to call it Hunger Games Catching Fire.
The Hunger Games,
yeah, the
Catching Fire. I guess they're gonna because they, in the books they did not call them Hunger Games Catching Fire. It just said catching fire. But
it's the same thing that they're doing with the Twilight.
Exactly, yeah.
They want to make sure that you're not stupid enough to skip over it because you don't know that it's a Hunger Games.
I can't believe they're remaking this movie already. It just came out a year ago.
Honestly, like, stupid people will be like, oh, I don't know why they didn't do the other movies. I've been waiting for Hunger Games 2 to come out. And it's like, you were an idiot.
Go read the book.
Right.
Well, like, I mean, it's the same thing with the Twilight movies. They did, what was it, Twilight Saga? It was, the first one was called Twilight, which is what the book was, right?
Yeah.
And the second one was the Twilight Saga, which doesn't make any sense because...
Well, that's the... That was like the super title, right? It was kind of like
Twilight Saga, New Moon.
Yeah, it's like New Moon is the name, and then like it's like in
the
smallest,
book is just called New Moon.
Yeah, it's kind of like saying like when they say the name like Marvel's The Avengers, but like it's.
I think that they had to do that for legal purposes,
right?
Because of the Avengers movie.
This is a television show, right?
Well, no. There was a television show, but there was a movie based on a television show in the late 90s.
Yeah.
It was really bad. Plus, I thought that was it. Like, literally, when I was little, I thought that was the Avengers movie.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, all right. And then it was not.
Why does this guy have an umbrella? What is going on?
What is Uma Thurman's power?
Yeah. Phyllis Seymour Hoffman has been offered the role of... Plutarch Heavensby, who is the new game director. So he takes place of the guy who had
the
berries.
Last one died.
Yeah. Just he ate the berries. Although they don't, yeah. So that'll be fun. The movie is probably going to start filming in September. So
Is the director related to Jennifer Lawrence?
That's what I was thinking, but I don't think so. I think it's no relation.
Okay. I just realized that when I was reading the paragraph there.
Yeah, I realized it a little bit ago too. And I was like, I researched it. It's not the same guy. That's nothing to do with it.
He's been real quick. This the title of this says that Felix Moore happened landed the role, but then the actual wording says that he was offered the role.
That's just my writing. The landing the role is my writing. Don't.
Oh, okay.
That's just me being dumb.
Did he get it or not? So he's been offered the role.
He's
but
been
he
offered, but essentially, like, he's probably going
to... Hey, wait.
They were like, here's a crap ton of cash, Felix Seymour Hoffman. Would you like to do a movie that's going to gross a crap ton of money? Yeah, sure.
And he's going to say, I don't know, I'll think about it for a little bit, you know, see how much you might want to offer me in a month from now when you're, like, going, okay, you really, really want it? We'll give you some more money if you'll take it.
Exactly.
That's the only thing that I can think would stop him from taking it is that it's not just one movie.
I mean, he is in the third book, so it'd probably be both movies.
But the third book is in two movies.
That's true. I think he'll be fine.
Obviously, he would get a lot of money for it, but I think that he's the kind of person who's just like, I don't want to ruin my street cred by being in a super popular movie. You know what I mean?
Or at least...
Because I might decide that I want to do something else instead, you know?
Right,
yeah, but I mean, he's Philip Seymour Hoffman. He's done so many, like, differing things that I think at this point in his career, nobody's going to remember him as the game director for the Hunger Games series.
They might, if it, you know, really
you never know.
It was...
Junior for
it's like I started watching all these, like, older movies through my Netflix queue, and I was like, that's Philip Seymour Hoffman. And then the next movie was like, there he is again. There he is. Yeah. What? There's like... He's everywhere. So I think he's fine. I think typecasting is not his issue. I mean, I think he was just...
No, I'm not saying I was worried about typecasting. Just worried about not being able to do serious movies where he's going to get an Oscar nomination.
Right. He was nominated for a Tony.
Okay.
I don't know. So
this is the best podcast ever.
Yeah. So Amy, you should be, your kids will probably be very happy about this. Sony Pictures is going to develop a movie based on Hasbro's Tonka Trucks.
Oh, they are.
And the question I ask you both is, why?
Exactly. Why? Because you know that this will probably be less targeted at little kids and more targeted at, like, you know, it's an adult film. Like Battleship.
Adult film.
I don't know how that's going to work out.
I don't understand it. Like, clearly, everyone knows it's the script that you all play. Everyone knows the script that you went by when you play with the Tonka trucks, right?
You run people.
So there's definitely a plot that they had to go along to.
Right. You have to run people over, isn't that it?
You call aliens down from outer space and you run them over.
No joke, this is stupider than a Battleship movie.
I know.
Because at least Battleship was a board game and there was a point, you know, this Navy fights this Navy.
At least you were bombing the crap out of people. Yeah.
This is a plastic truck that a kid goes like this.
They might be able to figure something out. Look at what they did with Real Steel. I didn't think that they could do anything with that either.
What do you mean? Oh, you mean like Rock'em Sock'em Robots?
Punch them up, rush them,
it's a boxing.
Up,
I mean,
that makes sense though.
If I'm gonna watch a dump truck dump trash in a dump in a landfill, like
something that you know, they're like, oh, our award winning truck.
Maybe they'll turn it into a mob movie.
A mob movie
about the construction business, waste management.
I was gonna say. Where in Battleship were there ever aliens? Come on. They'll put aliens in now.
I'm not saying that Battleship was a good movie based in fact. I'm just saying that at least there was a point where there was a Navy fighting another Navy.
Right.
You could make a story around that.
Okay.
And that's it. You know, clearly they took some liberties with it.
Right.
Yeah.
All I could think of...
But there's no story with Tonka trucks. They're just trucks.
Every time I think of a movie with a Tonka truck in it, I think of that. I forget which Jackie Chan movie it was, but he sort of gets run over by the big construction truck, and then he somehow takes it over and then blasts like the windows, the glass out of this guy's house. And I forget.
Oh yeah. That was Who Am I?
Yeah. That's all I could think of. Yeah, it was one of those. That's all I could think of. Like, that sounds cool, though. Or maybe there'll be Death Race with Tonka trucks.
So, how many months is it until they announce a Lincoln Logs movie?
I think that's already in development. I think what's happening is they're making a Lego movie, and they're
actually movie.
But there's Lego toys where there's a town, there's Legos in space, there's Legos, you know, underwater.
Yeah.
There's, you know, there's not really a story, but...
They could make one. They could certainly make one.
It could be anything, but Lego logs are just, you build stupid houses.
So it'll be something where, like, people are like, oh, this is how we build our houses, and they're like, you know...
Yeah.
They'll give them some... Or they come in after Katrina and they build it.
Maybe. Maybe it's like a...
Are you telling me it's going to be a Lincoln Logs Tonka Trucks crossover movie?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, you just sold it. Hasbro, are you listening? This is a better idea. I don't know who owns Lincoln Logs, but pay for it.
Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah.
Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, but I mean... Yeah, out of all the properties that they've sold so far, like Stretch Armstrong, Ouija, Monopoly, Tonka is probably the worst. I really don't understand. Maybe it'd just be a big product placement.
You're preaching to the choir.
Maybe it'll be a Sony Pictures movie that's original, and then they'll just somehow add in Tonka trucks, like the Acura in Marvel, in the Avengers.
Indestructible. Yeah.
It doesn't matter if the whole world is exploding, the Acura RDX is safe. No worries. But, all right, so some quickies before we go into television. Josh Dallas, who was Fandral in Thor, will not be coming back because he's busy making in Once Upon a Time. So, Zach, apparently, according to, I think it was Deadline, I believe. Yeah, according to Hollywood Reporter, sorry. Zachary Levi, who plays Chuck, will replace him.
I think that's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, Josh Dallas is kind of a blank face to me. I don't know what he looks like. And I don't think I've ever seen him in anything else. I don't watch Once Upon a Time, so I couldn't place him. So, if it's somebody that I can recognize, then that's fine. And it's good to see Zach Levi has gotten work after Chuck.
Yeah, although the weird thing is, he actually got work as the host of Spike TV's Video Game Awards, and that is the, the worst. That award show like makes the Academy Award the Academy Awards show like pure gold, because they play upon every single stereotype for a gamer on the face of the planet, and it's awful. But that's enough of that. So yeah, apparently Zachary Levi was in discussions to be Fandral in the original Thor. So why not? Sounds cool.
I think the character's minor enough that nobody will even notice that it's different.
Probably.
They'll probably look at it and say, "Oh, I didn't realize it was him in the first movie."
Amy, were you saying something? Oh, never mind.
Put them in the timeout.
In the way.
Yeah. They're being a little loud.
It's okay.
I'm muting. Sorry.
Just wanted to make sure you weren't saying anything.
No, I'll unmute if I want to say something.
Lock them in the basement.
Sorry, on the other podcast, my co-host says, cages. That's how he said it.
Yeah. Goodness gracious.
Great. I do love my kids. I'm just,
caveat.
Just in case the cops are listening.
Amy does, in fact, love her children.
We just like to talk about what funny things that we, do with the kids. Keep them quiet. If you be quiet, I'll give you a sucker.
Oh, God.
Lollipop candy.
All right, sucker. Oh, okay.
Yeah. What were you
every
thinking?
Time I hear sucker, I hear a big sucker punch, but no. Amy loves her kids. moving right along. What do you guys think about the first picture showing off the governor from The Walking Dead?
Pretty good.
Is he what you expected him to be?
No. He doesn't look as dirty as
it's
the governor.
The picture that's
supposed to be the governor.
He doesn't look. He doesn't. You have no idea what the governor looks like, right, Pete?
Doesn't he like? For some reason, I remember him to just look like Nick Nolte when he's crazy, which is all the time.
I would place him at I guess Nick Nolte-ish or like Mickey Rourke in The Expendables.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So he's got like a crap ton of dreads, and he's just like.
Yeah, like long hair and just looks dirty. But I mean, he got the outfit right. Just his head.
He has an arm. Look...
He has an arm.
Did the governor have an arm?
Yeah. You know what? To be honest, because
there's some stuff that happens in the comic book to the governor you might not realize.
I'm all right with it because once he takes on the persona of the governor, they're probably going to change it a little bit. It's not going to be exactly the same. And so I'm like, I will probably feel a little bit more like it's him once I actually see him in action and see him how he's running the show. And, we'll see. I mean, because I'm like, even when I saw, Rick and what was it? What's her name? Rick, Shane. His wife, what was his wife's name again? I'm really bad with names. Lori, that's what I thought it was, but I wasn't quite sure. Like, she did not really remind me of the wife that's in, there were a couple times she said stuff, but she wasn't like the exact spitting image of what I saw in the comic because her nose was completely different and a few things. And I'm like, I will say that he probably will grow into the role. I could see him being that dark character because he has kind of got that mean face. But, we'll see. I'm sure that it'll be fine. It's The Walking Dead. We've loved everything that they've done so far. So, it'll grow on us. We've got a couple months of looking at that face.
Yeah, I actually don't know much about the governor. So I actually haven't read that arc. So I wouldn't even know. Like, he sounds, in this picture, he sounds pissed off enough. And I see he found an Asian friend of some sort who's wearing, like, Peter Pan tights or something.
For the topic.
So it is time for our topic, which Amy alluded to last week, so that we were talking about summer shows. since we last week we talked about the end of fall television, sad face, because now there's nothing on television, but summer television.
Time to
catch up, which is what I'm doing with Boardwalk Empire, so that'll be fun.
And I have all caught up on shows.
That's what you get.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm still watching Mad Men. I watched another episode.
Yay. Today. That ended season 5.
One episode a day, you'll be ready for season 6.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's going to take like a 48-month hiatus. It'll be fine. So Amy, do you have any shows that are returning that you're very happy about? Like, what do you?
I am really stoked for Falling Skies, which is coming out next week, June 18th, on TNT. I liked the first one that they did, the first season that they did. I watched it all last summer, and I can't wait to see what they're going to do with this one. So, I mean, it kind of seemed a little hokey. I thought, okay, what is this about? But honestly, once I got a couple episodes in, it was really selling it to me because I really liked the character interactions. I liked what was going on. So it was really good. So I'm looking forward to season 2. Woo.
Anything else?
I don't know if you guys have. I'm trying to.
Well, I figured.
We just finished up Game of Thrones, so I'm kind of sad that, but that's more of a spring show than it is a
now we have to wait another
show.
Like freaking year for that thing to come back.
Yeah,
it's only
going to
be 10 freaking episodes.
That's kind of how it goes, right?
But yeah, there's a couple shows that I actually, oddly enough, they're USA shows, called Suits and White Collar. They're each about, so each one of them has a skill. So in Suits, he has an eidetic memory, I believe. That's the official term for photographic memory, I believe, right, John? Eidetic? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
So he has an eidetic memory, but he's a criminal, sort of. So when he was in college, he took tests for a lot of people. You know, he passed the bar exam like 10 times because he just pretended to be somebody else and took it for them. And then to make more money, he sold pot for his roommate and stuff like that. And then one day he stumbles upon this really powerhouse lawyer played by Gabriel Macht, who played forget what movie that was. Some movie that was very stylized, like Sin City. Anyway, he runs into him and he's like, oh, I'll offer you a job because you're really good at being smart and stuff like that, and I'm going to give you a job. And then throughout the whole season, it's like, I don't have a Harvard law degree. And it's like, that's okay, we'll figure out something. But essentially, it's just the two of them solving crimes and people need help and things like that. So, like the other USA shows, it's well written, it's like sharply written. It's not like, it's very, it's sort of like, it's just a lot of fun. Like a lot of USA shows, I don't know if you would say exactly it's like a Mad Men or Game of Thrones caliber think. You know, thought provoking, like what the hell is happening kind of thing, but it's fun. Same thing with White Collar. Yeah. The main guy, he is a criminal who was caught. And then now he helps the FBI. And then his handler is a FBI agent who caught him, and they're best buddies. But at the same time, they've got like, they have lies between each other and things like that. So that's also a lot of fun. It's coming back for its in July, July 14th, I believe. That's the 11th, July 11th. So that's a Wednesday, and it'll be back and for season 4 or 5. I believe.
Nice,
John. I don't know what kind of.
I didn't go into a lot of detail about mine. It's a sci-fi. I'm sci-fi, fantasy, all that stuff. Although I'm not watching any of the sci-fi stuff that's on sci-fi, unfortunately, because I don't have sci-fi.
I was telling Peter before that the only show that is returning that I have ever watched is Wipeout.
Tell us about.
And really, I only watch it like, look, I'm a sports fan. And there's not a whole lot of TV on in the summer, so I'm usually watching baseball. The Phillies are terrible this year. So I might have to watch something that I've never watched before. Like I might actually watch Louis this year, which I hear is really good. And Wilfred also. So I might check those two out. But as for everything else, like Steph, my wife watches True Blood.
Which just came back, interested.
I'm not interested either. Yeah, it supposedly is just barely back on. I tried it. I just
The first episode was on Sunday.
Two or three episodes, I couldn't. No, I went, okay, no, I'm not going to do this anymore. And I turned it off, and I never went back.
Yeah, and I mean, really nothing else really interesting. Steph watches, probably will watch the Bachelor Pad show. Sweet. Because she watches The Bachelorette and The Bachelor all
There's
the time.
There's this other stupid show that's going to be on ABC called The Glass Door or Window or Glass House, which is essentially like a Big Brother ripoff, and apparently you get to tell them what they do, which is kind of, I mean, reality shows are already awkward enough as they are. It's even weirder when you're like kiss that guy thing. That's gonna be awesome. It's gonna be great. It's just weird. Like what? I don't know.
Yeah, but like,
how much are they gonna have to wait through?
Take your shirt off.
Exactly. That's all that's going to happen. So this guy's just going to have no shirt on for the entire like summer.
Oh, I don't know. I'm
pretty sure it's a Big Brother. So it's a house of guys and girls just doing monotonous stuff in a house. It's essentially what's going to be.
Chaos.
And then they're going to have the wife of the ABC president anchoring, being host of the show.
Really? Because that's exactly what Big Brother is. That lady is the wife of the CBS president.
Julie Chen is the wife of Les Moonves, who is the CBS.
Les Moonves, yeah.
Yes. Exactly. No, I was just that was a joke. I made that up. But although CBS did sue to try to get Glass House from premiering because they said it was too much like a Big Brother. And it's like you just stole Real World. It's like, I don't understand how this is any different. I know it's like you used to be the same company, but still you took the idea. Like, I don't really understand what's happening. But, all right. So.
I think that they're not, excuse me, in trouble for stealing that because I think that the executive producer of The Real World is also an executive producer of Big Brother.
That makes sense.
But
you can just say, we want to steal your idea. We're going to give you executive producer credit. Like, okay.
Right.
Amy, do you have any new shows that you're interested in seeing this summer?
New shows for the summer?
Yeah, some new shows.
When I went to Phoenix Comic Con, they were having Eureka there. And so I know it's a sci-fi show that's on during the summer, so I might check that out. I've also kind of liked a little bit of The Closure. I did watch like an episode or two. I just never really had the time to put into it. I might like pick up something like that, you know, and watch it. So those are the other two that I'm kind of looking at that I've never seen that are coming back. Closure's been around for a couple seasons already, and I'm not sure about Eureka.
Eureka's been around
but
probably about 5 years, I think. It's been around
All right. Nothing new that is coming out that I'm really interested in, so, unfortunately. So.
Cool. All right. Yeah. Well, it seems like summer is fun for, you know, just fun shows, nothing too crazy, and I guess they don't really try to do some powerhouses, although there is one by Aaron Sorkin called Newsroom with Jeff Daniels and who is that other person? I forget.
Paul Giamatti.
So that's supposed to, you know, it's an Aaron Sorkin show, so it's got all these, so it's, you know, it's always crispy written. Everyone for some reason is really witty and they all know their stuff and things like that. It's very very much like him. So apparently it's been doing okay. Apparently some good reviews, some good, not so good. So we'll see. But it's an HBO show, so they'll give him some legs to, you know, kind of break out other than, you know, network television, which Yeah,
love
for
a
sure.
Full season.
They'll have to, you know, for cable, obviously, you get more chances to flesh out more, be a little bit more, take a little bit more time.
I will watch that also.
Yeah,
probably. Steph seemed interested in
it.
Yeah. So.
One that actually, I just saw it. I forgot the name, but if this thing would load. Anyway. Oh yeah, Dallas is back. After like from the early 80s it went away and now they're like I think it was just like Patrick Duffy didn't have anything to do, so he was like, "Why don't I go back to Dallas?" So that'll be interesting. I'm sure a lot of people are going to have fun with that. All right. So we're going to backtrack really quickly. We were talking about previously Prometheus. You guys got to see it this weekend.
Yeah.
What did you think about Prometheus? Start with Amy first.
Okay. Well, I liked it coming out. It's more of one of those, let's just see here. Okay. It is a prequel movie, but it doesn't set, it sets stuff in motion, but it stands on its own. And so it's one of those movies where there's a lot of stuff going on. You got to watch it in the sense that it's not necessarily going to be, oh, where are the aliens the whole time? Where are the aliens? Like, you know, one movie that I've been kind of comparing it to is another prequel movie that came out not too long ago, which was The Thing, the prequel to The Thing. Thought that was okay. I wasn't like really wowed by it. This one, I think they did a better job with it. They did a better job setting up as a prequel.
It's not a prequel.
But, like I said, it doesn't. It's not
the prequel.
It's
not
a prequel, but it's not a prequel because it's like, yeah, it's given it its own. It has its own plot. It has its own reasons for doing what it's doing, and the whole aliens afterwards is kind of like a consequence of what happens in this movie. And that's all I can say without like spoiling the heck out of it. So it's a sci-fi. It's definitely a sci-fi show. It has a lot of philosophical kind of themes to it. And other than that, I was pretty impressed with it. I liked it. So how about you, John? What'd you think?
Well, due to time constraints, it was the first movie I had seen in 3D.
It was shot in 3D, so you weren't getting jipped.
Since I was.
Was it shot in 3D?
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
Was it shot in IMAX also?
But you were watching it in fake Max anyway.
Oh, I saw it. Like it
I saw it in 2D, so okay. I got the 2D experience.
I found myself wishing I saw it in 3D or 2D, only because the glasses are so uncomfortable. And you can't wear them up against your face because of the way that they were sitting on my face. Like, I had them sit down like past the bridge of my nose so that it was only on the screen. Because they're like the fake clown glasses.
Wait, they were the real 3D. They were the real D glasses, right? The black ones, the black rimmed ones.
No. They were enormous and they were yellow.
Whoa, what?
Oh, my God.
Because that's the one that they have for the IMAX 3D at the movie theater.
Holy crap. IMAX. It's like those gigantic glasses I used to have as a kid.
Make you look like you have bug eyes.
Right, exactly. And they had the other glasses, but I guess that's for only 3D movies, not IMAX 3D.
I have never been to an IMAX 3D movie, so I didn't know that they got these weird glasses.
You're watching a trailer. I mean, this is beyond my review of the movie, but watching the trailers, and all of a sudden it goes, okay, put on 3D glasses. And it's like, okay, they're going to start a movie. No. Then they have 3D trailers. Why are the trailers in 3D? That doesn't make a difference to me. It's not going to make it the movie anymore. I know it's so much money is wasted on that stupid.
Yeah. The best part is when everybody goes, whoa, because it's like, please put on your 3D glasses, and they put them on. It's like, and then like this has been rated for everyone. Everyone's like, whoa.
Yeah.
I kept them off until the movie actually started. And then during the movie, I was like taking them, flipping them down because there were parts where it was blurry. And then I realized the parts where it's blurry, it's not in 3D. Like, even though movies are shot in 3D, not everything is in 3D.
Yeah, there's some scenes that they probably didn't shoot in 3D, yeah.
True.
And it's very distracting because it's what's not in 3D is blurry.
That is
weird. Yeah.
Wow. Okay, then they didn't do the transitions very well. I'm glad I saw it in 2D then. It did not color my well, like I said, viewing
of the show. There was two screens showing Prometheus, and one was the IMAX 3D, and the other one was regular 2D. I guess there was a 3D also without the IMAX, but the times were like 3 hours apart in the regular 2D, and there was just not enough time to go see the first one. And I didn't want to wait 3 hours to see the next one, so we saw it in 3D. And it didn't take away anything from the movie, except for the blurry parts. Really but as far as the movie itself, I really enjoyed it. And they keep saying over and over and over again that it's not a sequel to.
I mean, a prequel?
Prequel to Alien. And I buy that to an extent.
Yeah.
There's definitely a part at the end of the movie where the Alien movies branch off on and go that way.
Yeah.
But this goes this way.
Yeah.
So it's going to go a different direction. So it's like Star Trek, sort of. But not.
No, it's more like they set it up. They set it up at the very end so that you get, this is why the aliens exist, is because what happened here on this planet. But what that just goes off and does it, whereas you definitely can tell that these guys are going to go off and do something completely different. Their goal is to find an answer to a question that has nothing to do with anything else.
Yeah, so it's...
Right. I don't know, have you seen Alien, Pete?
Alien and Aliens.
Do I need to see all three of them to understand the question that you're about to ask me?
No.
I've only seen Alien.
But if you see the first Alien and you've seen it recently, that you could pick up on the things that are in Alien that are also in Prometheus and be like,
yeah, I saw within the last year. Okay.
Like I said, there's not. It's the this movie is not leading into the Alien franchise. It will not. Do that, but there's a part in the movie where you see
the very
this,
end
where the Alien franchise starts at, and it goes that way.
That makes a lot of sense because the same thing with they did sort of like the same idea with I'm going back to the same idea, but it's like Star Trek where it's like the movies that you used to love are still going in this direction, but now that we changed one little thing, we're going in this direction. So it's like
the continuity is we're in a different multiple.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I would even put it more like Beast Wars was. Like if you're watching the original Transformers, it's like, okay, now this is where Beast Wars takes place.
Okay. So it's like within the same continuity, but it's like running side with that makes absolute sense to me. I don't know if Amy saw all of Beast Wars or not, so it's okay.
No, I did see Beast Wars and half of Beast Machines, so yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, it kind of does. They're in the same universe, but they have completely different goals
within that universe.
There's a few things about how they set that up that I just liked. I liked the new take and the twist that was on it. I was like, oh, I like that. It was good. Especially since it goes off and does its own thing. And now I want to know, are they going to make another one? Because I want to see her actually find out. Does she, the main character.
From what I've read, Damian Lindelof said that he is writing a sequel.
Oh, good.
I don't know if anything has been put in motion.
I think they're like kind of like sitting around waiting to see how it does. The movie made $50 million and the movie's apparently cost $150 to $200 million to make. So depending, it is a rated R film, so obviously it's going to take in a little less, but
Yeah, and on that
the movie itself is very heavy-handed with the like religious and theological imagery.
Yeah. Not too much, though. I mean, I wasn't like going, "Oh gosh, they're preaching to me." That's not what they were doing.
But I actually did, I read an article that someone wrote about like all the different like symbology stuff that I didn't pick up on right away. Obviously, there's the obvious ones with, you know, the movie's called Prometheus, and they in this article they count the many times that you know what happens in Prometheus. He gets bound to a rock and gets his liver eaten out every day.
Yeah.
This article counted the times that something had been ripped out of somebody's body.
Well, yeah, I mean, Damon Lindelof actually did a lot of that on Lost, too. Like, there's a very, very symbolic in terms of, like, Greek mythology, Roman mythology, like, you know, the Bible and things like that. So.
But even the Christian mythology that I didn't necessarily pick up on right away, but afterwards I'm like, oh, okay. But there is a lot of it. I mean, as far as the little things that you might not recognize to think, and it's not like, you know, it's not like it's preaching to you like us, we had to believe.
Oh no.
No.
But, just so afterwards people are saying, oh, you know, why did this happen? Not this happen. You're like, oh, because she's a Catholic.
But that makes sense. I mean, like,
yeah.
I think that's a good way of incorporating, you know, religion, you know, using that kind of ideas and things like that. Not preaching to you, so it's always
right.
It's subtle, but it's not preaching. I mean, because obviously, okay, the main character, she wears a cross, but yet she doesn't believe that. She believes that these aliens that they're going to find are like the creators of this seeded Earth. So it's not. It's like they give you some religious things, but it's with a twist. It's got something different about it that. And
right.
So I didn't
feel
like they were.
But then someone threw that, one of the other characters threw that in her face, and then she was just like, yeah, but who created them? And it's like the same story. It's like, okay, you know, get your head out of your butt.
It was all right. I mean, I didn't feel uncomfortable about, oh, geez.
No.
No.
I would see it with a good friend of mine, and he was saying.
Artistically, I think, yeah.
He was saying that he was upset. He would have been upset with it if they had said it's not a prequel. In any way, shape, or form, he's like, because on its own, it doesn't really stand. He thought it doesn't stand up as a movie, because there's a lot of stuff that they don't leave answered. In fact, well, I don't want to ruin it.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna see it, but it's okay.
See it. But like, no. I thought it was very good. I think it's more, if you're comparing it to Alien, it's not the same movie. It's more cerebral. There's a lot more thinking involved, not as much of the dark, scary horror. There is that, but not as much as there was in Alien.
Yeah, it's definitely not like we're really trying out of our way to make you scared, but it does have a really high intense, you know, you're like going, what's going to happen? Because this is, you know, and you definitely get the feel that it has...
Really
the influences important. Of the artist that did a lot of the designs and stuff for the Alien and the Alien movie, because he's definitely and I read about this too, that he was definitely helped to design things. So there was definitely that kind of organic feel that it was like, oh yes, this feels a lot like elements that we've seen before. So the artist was definitely his influence was there. So that was good.
Did read that he was part of Prometheus, H.R. Geiger.
Yeah.
Basically, he is an artist, and they had seen his art and they said, make us a monster for Alien. So he created the Alien monster.
Yeah.
And then they said, help us with some artwork for this movie.
Very
Prometheus.
Cool. Okay, so that's really cool that, like, you know, obviously the you know, the Alien director is going to direct the prequel, but not prequel, same thingy idea thing going on. So it's cool that they were able to do that to kind of, you know, build the continuity in that regard. So that's cool.
Michael Fassbender.
Yeah, he's
really
this kind of guy
movie.
Who just kind of like out of nowhere just started coming into every single movie that you could possibly see.
He's the guy that played the android guy, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, he was... Wow.
Is that supposed to be, like,
what?
A revelation?
No, it's not true. At the very beginning of the movie. Everyone's in a stasis pod.
That makes sense. Everybody was wearing a helmet except for him in the trailers.
Yeah. Well, and, you know...
They explain some stuff.
To be honest, if I compared Prometheus and Alien, the first movie, like, side by side, there are a lot of similarities in the movie. Yeah. I mean, it's definitely... there are very a lot of similarities. But they took it in a way that they twisted things and they took their own take on it. Like when I saw The Thing and the prequel to The Thing, like it's almost like they tried to recreate the first movie, but they did it this way. But they didn't take anything new and different. It was almost like it was cookie cuttered a lot like it. And I wanted to see them take a little bit more initiative and do something a little bit more new. I mean, even though I did like it, I just thought, okay, the path of the story, the plot, how it went, was very similar. This one, it had similarities in that way too, but they did take it in a different direction, and then they threw a whole bunch of twists in there that I didn't expect. And so,
there are entire set pieces lifted from Alien and put in Prometheus.
Nice.
If you remember the space jockey from Alien, I mean, there's no secret that it's in Prometheus. But yeah, if you watch it, I would watch Alien again before you go see Prometheus, Pete, if you're going to see it in theater, whenever you decide to see it, and just, you know, look and be like, oh, look at that. I just saw that in Alien. How cool.
Right, well, thank you very much for, that was really good. Thank you for the review. All right. So
I wish I could say more, but it's spoiled.
Maybe we could talk about it.
I know, right?
Go see it, Peter, then we'll talk about it more.
I will probably see it within the next week or two, so we will definitely we can revisit, and I'll let you know how I think. So, all right, well, I think that is it for this week. So for the gang, for Amy, for John, we will see you next week. And as long as you have any comments, please hit us up at screenview@tfradio.net and on Twitter at @screenviewshow. So... all right. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to Screen View. Screen View is a Radio Free Cybertron production. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at tfradio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/TF Radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. Copyright 2011, Radio Free Cybertron.